What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 185 of Strong the Iron Will Way. Strong the Iron Will Way. That's the title of this podcast. And strong has many meanings. Most people in our circles will first think of strength in the physical capacity. And that's mostly what we're talking about here. And primarily what we're focusing on in the gym and in our training. But as you know by now, if you've listened for a while, when we talk about strength, you know, strength encompasses mental, emotional, physical, pretty much all types of strength. And all of those, I believe, firmly are connected. And as you improve one, you improve the other. And working on all three together is ultimately what leads us to being strong. And that kind of strength leads to a good life, in my opinion, to be honest with you. So right now it is the end of September 2018. The media is a shitstorm right now with all this talk, and so is are the people in general. Facebook's on fire. And all revolving around who's right or wrong in a situation, or who do we believe or not in a situation involving a high-ranking political official and allegations of sexual abuse and misconduct. Now, obviously, me personally, I will never know who is right or wrong in this scenario. We're all going to make our own decisions on who we believe and who we don't believe, and there's lots of shit being thrown around by everyone about the implications of what these things mean. But what I want to boil down out of this, right, is that no matter what happened, bad shit happens, right? If what is being said happened, that was unbelievably awful for the person who was the victim of this injustice. And if that didn't happen, then what's happening now is pretty damn awful for the victim of this. So either way, someone's going to lose big. To some degree, everyone's going to lose big. But I'm seeing a lot of people who have been hurt in the past in one way or another. And this just happens to be the way that's being discussed right now and is being brought to the forefront because of what's happening. But you know, I've worked with a lot of people in my life, and I got to know them on a pretty personal level with what we do for a living. And I'm going to say that quite a few people, you know, out of 10 people, a good 7 people that I know have been through a lot of shit and some really bad stuff throughout their life. So things like this bring it to the surface. And we see a lot of anger and a lot of resentment and a lot of hatred for things that have happened in the past, people that have betrayed us in the past. And while there's no denying the absolute horror that some people have been through in the past, this is by no means to demean any of that, okay, because I give that very, very, very high regard. What I'm more concerned with is what people are doing from this moment forward, okay? Because over time, you're going to find, if you look through a lot of people who have accomplished a lot of pretty great shit, you'll find that they've gone through some shit themselves on the way there. But they made a decision at some point to take that and turn it into a positive somehow, okay? So what I'm hoping is that all of this negativity that's being stirred up, I'm hoping that the people that are feeling incredible anger and resentment at things that have happened in the past can accept that those things have happened, can accept that those things cannot be changed, and not to diminish what happened in any way, but in order to live a fulfilling and happy and positive life going forward, my wish is that everyone who's feeling that way would be able to say, hey, I cannot go back and change that, okay? I'm going to take that anger, and I'm gonna get rid of it somehow. Now, I talked about this on a video on our private page. This is why working out intensely, ferociously is so important, because this is a way to get that shit out in a safe manner. You don't have to lose your shit on your spouse. You don't have to break shit. You don't have to call up everybody from the past and let them have it. You can let that shit out of your system physically with exercise. Punch some shit. Lift some heavy shit. Scream and yell. Hit a baseball. Whatever. Run. But get it out, right? Now, again, not to say that changes anything, but it helps you to deal a little bit better in the moment. Now, I would encourage you to take what has happened and look at the human that you have become now. And the chances are, what happened is a part of it. Good or bad, it's a part of it. And I would encourage you to find the good parts. So if you have been through bullying, abuse, very challenging situations, you have developed some incredibly positive qualities from that. As horrible as that sounds, and whatever may have happened, you have developed a resiliency and a strength that people who have not been through that do not have. Understand that. There is a strength that you have by simply surviving and getting through and making it another fucking day that other people don't have. That is your strength. That is and I hate to say positive outcome, but please understand this is all coming from a really good place. And I want you guys to move forward and live the best you can. We can't do that if we're dwelling on the negative experience of what happened. But if we can look at it and say, you know what, that was fucking terrible, but I am strong, I got through it, I can get through anything. Bring it on. I got through that, I'll get through the next thing. There's a confidence that comes from that. There is a positivity that can come from that. So again, we can't take away what's happened. And for many people, what's happened is unimaginable. And for others, it's something that was very unfortunate, I would say, right? Really sucked at the time. It wasn't a changing of the world. You know, for me, again, it's trivial in comparison to what people have gone through. But I think of the times where I was bullied or felt extremely insecure and powerless being a small guy, being in situations where I couldn't do anything about it, and just wanting to give anything to not be in that situation. Well, I hated those situations. I would have given anything at the time to not ever be in those situations, but you know what? I wouldn't change it now, because that led me on the path to where I am today, and wanting to help other people not feel that way. You know, learning about the power of strength training and weightlifting and self-defense and things of that nature. So I would never have found those things if it weren't for those circumstances. So that is a, like I said, tiny, tiny example, but you can extrapolate that out and see how in similar circumstances, but more dramatic, same idea. You know, people that I know that have been through some of this really shitty stuff are some of the strongest people that I know, okay? But when I see them start to bring up this resentment and anger and hatred, that I'm losing sight of that strong person, and I'm seeing them fall victim again to whatever happened, right? So let's just say, to keep it as politically correct as possible, let's just say we're talking about bullying, right? Somebody was bullied as a kid, terribly, mercilessly bullied, and they developed a thick skin and an ability to fucking get through it and find their confidence as an adult now, okay? But let's say that all this current bullshit has got that person resentful again and really finding anger towards those kids that bullied them in school. I would encourage that person to once again remember that they're strong and resilient now as a result of that bullying and what those kids did. And that's all said and done now. There's nothing we can do to go back and change that. But we can at some weird level be proud of the strength we have now and how we are not going to be fazed by little stupid shit after we've been through that. And now we're going to take... So we're going to use that as a way to just say, hey, you know what? Something good came out of that. My strength, my resilience, my power. And now I'm going to also turn that into, let's make sure this doesn't happen in the future. So if I have kids, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to make sure that they are aware of what bullying looks like. and make sure that they let me know, they let others know if they see it happening, and more importantly, I'm going to make sure my kids know what bullying is so that they don't do it. I'm going to talk to other parents so that they talk to their kids about, are their kids being the bullies? Because I think that's sometimes the parents are the most clueless when their own kids are the bullies. We're going to watch out for bullying. We're going to talk to people. We're going to spread the word. We're going to do everything we can in our little world to live kindly, give our children a lesson of being kind, helping others. If we can do that, and all of that stems from a bad situation that we had to deal with, but we survived, right? We're still here, so we survived it, okay? As bad as it might have been, we came out the other side. So coming out the other side was a gift. Now, our job is to use that gift to make sure that shit doesn't happen again. So I really just wanted to get that across today, guys. If you're really having trouble with this shit that's going on, please don't let it, if it ruined the last 20 years of your life, don't let it ruin the next 20, okay? Decide today that we're going to accept what happened, as horrible as it might have been. We're not trivializing it, but we're going to say, I'm not going to give that circumstance the power to have any power over me anymore, other than made me strong. It's going to make me make the world a better place, and I'm going to make a change for the better. Have a good day, you guys.